Gargantua's Tiny Travels. Breaking news. Recent breakthroughs in DNA research have revealed the existence of Lemuel Gulliver's long-lost brothers, Gigulver, Gargantua, Gilly, Gullible, Gibberish, and Bobber. Each embarked on their own incredible adventures. Discover their tales here. Chapter 1, The Misadventures Begin.
Once upon a time, in a far-off land known as Behemothia, there lived a young adventurer named Gargantua.
Unlike his name, Gargantua was not particularly large or imposing. In fact, he was rather ordinary in every way, with a height that barely reached the knees of an average Behemothian and a rather unfortunate tendency to trip over his own feet. Despite his rather underwhelming stature, Gargantua had grand dreams of exploring the world beyond his little village of Tiny Tun, which was famous for its inhabitants' ability to make mountains out of molehills, both literally and figuratively. Gargantua, feeling unappreciated and unnoticed in Tiny Tun, decided to embark on a grand adventure to prove himself. His first destination was the legendary land of Lilliputia, a place rumored to be filled with tiny creatures so small they could fit in a teacup, provided it wasn't too large of a teacup, of course. After days of traveling through treacherous puddles and scaling knee-high hills, Gargantua finally arrived in Lilliputia. To his surprise, the Lilliputians were not the small, delicate creatures he had imagined. Instead, they were perfectly proportioned, regular-sized people who were just really, really, really good at slouching. Their talent for shrinking themselves down to almost half their height by hunching over had made them the most efficient population in the world, fitting twice as many people into half the space. "Who goes there?" a Lilliputian guard asked, looking Gargantua up and down with a raised eyebrow. "I am Gargantua, traveler of Tiny Tun," declared Gargantua, puffing out his chest, which made him look like a slightly inflated balloon. "I seek to learn from your great nation."
The Lilliputians, being a friendly but extremely gullible people, immediately welcomed Gargantua into their city. They assumed he was a giant from a far-off land since he didn't slouch, making him appear much taller than they were accustomed to. Gargantua, not wanting to disappoint his new friends, decided to play along with this misunderstanding.
Chapter 2, Gargantua's Gigantic Problem.
As days passed, Gargantua became increasingly uncomfortable with the Lilliputians' constant attempts to flatter him. They offered him enormous plates of food that were far too big for his small stomach, they built him a palace that was more like a cavernous cave, and they insisted on carrying him everywhere on a litter as if he were a massive boulder instead of a modestly sized man. But the real trouble began when the Lilliputians, in their efforts to please their giant guest, decided to create a special giant-sized chair for him. Unfortunately, they had never actually seen a giant chair before, so they crafted something that more closely resembled a poorly constructed treehouse. When Gargantua sat in it, the chair collapsed under his weight, sending him tumbling to the ground with a crash.
The Lilliputians gasped in horror, certain they had offended their giant visitor. The mayor, a particularly slouched individual named Mayor Slump, rushed to Gargantua's side. "Oh, great and mighty Gargantua, we are so sorry. We didn't realize how strong and heavy you must be," Mayor Slump exclaimed.
Gargantua, rubbing his bruised bottom, realized that he needed to find a way out of this situation before it got any worse.
"No, no, it's not your fault at all," he said quickly. "It's just that, well, I'm actually not a giant. I'm just terrible at slouching."
The Lilliputians stared at him in disbelief.
"Not a giant?" Mayor Slump repeated. "But then, why are you so tall?"
Gargantua sighed.
"I'm not tall. I'm just standing up straight."
The Lilliputians had never considered such a thing. In fact, they had forgotten what it was like to stand up straight. After a moment of awkward silence, they all simultaneously tried to straighten their backs. The result was a chorus of popping joints and groans of discomfort.
"Well," Mayor Slump said, wincing as he stood at his full height for the first time in years, "I suppose we've all learned something valuable today."
"Yes," Gargantua agreed, relieved that the truth was out.
"Now, if you don't mind, I think I'll continue my travels." Chapter 3, The Return to Tiny Tun.
Gargantua left Lilliputia with a sense of accomplishment, though not in the way he had expected. He had proven that he wasn't a giant, but more importantly, he had shown the Lilliputians that sometimes it's okay to stand tall and face the world with your head held high, even if it does give you a crick in your neck. When Gargantua returned to Tiny Tun, he was greeted by his fellow villagers with a mix of awe and confusion. They had heard tales of his adventures and were eager to hear his stories. "So, did you fight any monsters?" one villager asked.
"Did you find buried treasure?" another chimed in.
Gargantua smiled and shook his head.
"No monsters, no treasure.
But I did learn that sometimes the biggest challenges are the ones we create for ourselves." The villagers, though disappointed by the lack of exciting tales, couldn't help but chuckle at Gargantua's words. They might not have been the grand adventures they had hoped for, but they were stories worth telling nonetheless. And so, Gargantua, the adventurer who wasn't quite as big as his name suggested, became a legend in Tiny Tun, not for slaying dragons or discovering new lands, but for teaching everyone that sometimes it's the smallest changes that make the biggest difference.